From NPR News in Washington, I'm John Stempen. Leaders of the G20 nations wrapped up their summit meeting in Pittsburgh Friday night, saying their countries are making the transition from economic crisis to recovery. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
A joint statement issued after the Pittsburgh summit recaps the effort G20 leaders have made over the past year to address the financial crisis, then concludes bluntly, it worked. President Obama says some of the economic band-aids will remain in place for the time being, but he and his counterparts are also looking ahead to ways they can avoid such boom and bust cycles in the future.
We've brought the global economy back from the brink. We laid the groundwork today for long-term prosperity as well.
That groundwork includes a proposed set of bank regulations aimed at discouraging excessive risk-taking, and steps designed to give fast-growing countries like China and India a bigger say in economic cooperation. Leaders fell short of an agreement on financing to help poor countries address the challenge of climate change. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Pittsburgh.
President Obama placed Iran on notice Friday after Iran disclosed the existence of a second facility capable of making a nuclear bomb. Tehran insists the underground plant is for peaceful purposes. Mr. Obama says Iran must choose not to head down a path of confrontation, and while he would prefer a diplomatic solution, he would not rule out the use of force. The president also says he knows Americans are tired of war, and he's still evaluating strategy in Afghanistan. The commanding general there, Stanley McChrystal, wants more troops and materiel to fight the war, but Mr. Obama, during a post-G20 news conference, refused to say if more troops would be forthcoming. An Afghan immigrant at the center of a terrorism investigation has been transferred from Colorado to New York. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Prosecutors told a judge in Denver they're convinced Najibullah Zazi is a dangerous man. They presented evidence that showed Zazi has bomb-making instructions on his computer, and they claim he obtained the instructions while in Pakistan. This summer, he allegedly purchased items from beauty supply stores to make the bombs. Prosecutors say he then traveled to New York just before the September 11th anniversary, apparently with the intent of exploding a bomb. David Gawet is the U.S. attorney in Colorado.
We're pleased with that decision that the judge held Mr. Zazi without bond, and his next appearance in court will be in the Eastern District of New York.
Authorities put Zazi on a plane to New York shortly after the hearing ended. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
Stocks lost ground again on Friday. The Dow fell 42 points to 9,665. The S&P was down 6 points to 1,044. And the NASDAQ lost nearly 17 to 2,091. Now, for the week, the average has lost between 1.6 to 2.2%. Oil prices rose for the first time in 2 days on Friday. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Democrats in the House say they are considering an insurance tax to help pay for the proposed health overhaul bill. The initial proposal, put forward by Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus, would levy a tax on insurance plans annually worth more than $8,000 per individual and $21,000 for families. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says if the House decides to include a tax, it would be more modest. Labor unions say they are against the tax. The former head of the Democratic National Committee, Paul Kirk, has been sworn in as a temporary replacement for the late Senator Edward Kennedy. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Senator Kennedy died last month of brain cancer. While there will be a special election to pick a permanent successor next January, Paul Kirk will serve as senator until then. Kirk was appointed to the seat by Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick after state legislators rewrote laws giving him the power to do so. Kirk was sworn in today by Vice President Joe Biden.
And that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you are about to enter. So help you God.
I do.
Congratulations, Senator.
Thank you.
Kirk was a former aide to Kennedy, serving as the political director to the senator's 1980 presidential bid. With this appointment, Senate Democrats head into the health care debate with a 60-vote majority and the potential to fend off opposition filibusters. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The federal government says doctors' offices could begin seeing the new swine flu vaccine as early as October 5th. The initial shipment will be a small fraction of the 250 million doses the government hopes is eventually produced, because only 6 to 7 million doses will be produced initially. Some bottlenecks are expected. This is NPR News.